Where there are several children you regularly played with when you were in elementary school, what would you call these people? What would you call this group you were with? Your.
My gang? Or my. Yeah, my gang.
Okay. Did you, have any other names for these kids? You know, anything in general other than gang?
My friends, my buddies, pals.
Okay. What about maybe, this is when you were a little kid, what about when you maybe got an adolescence? Did you have a different name?
Yeah, Click. A Click.
Okay, and what about adults? What would you say adults would call their peer group?
I don't know, they're a social crowd, I guess, or something like that.
Okay. So when you were a teenager, were there any rough word exchanges, you know, a contest in which each speaker would try to think up a more extreme insult to the other speaker,
yes,
often involving the latter's family, especially his mother?
Yes.
And this might have ended in a fight. What are some of these words? Are these not necessarily words, just...
Well, just type exchange? Like, your daddy, obviously, like, yeah, your mama, and, I don't know, but it's like, so long ago. Having to do with, talking about the, where this guy you're talking to, where he came from, was really a back alley, like, your mama was nothing but, you know, ran into somebody in a back alley, and that's how you came, or something, or... You know, the typical ones, like, your mommy wears army boots, you know, but those never... It's like, kind of talking about their mom being a whore, or their mom being, you know, loose or something, or their father being, like, a, you know, just going around town, you know, and, sleeping, you know, anybody, everybody, mm-hmm. Or just your mom's a drunk, or, a broken down whore, or something like that.
What about not dragging their parents into it at all? What might you say to them?
Make fun of their features, if they had any outstanding features. Or just,
say if they had bad acne.
I'd tell them, ask them if there's zit holes, or ask them, tell them, acne, just crater face, or something like that. Yeah. Tell them they have smallpox or something when they were a baby. Or, ask them what happened, you know, who hit them with the ice pick or something. You know, all those.
Okay. In your neighborhood, when a new kid might have moved in, especially a younger one, did he or she have to go through any kind of initiation to be a member of your gang?
Only one time I can remember that had to happen, and that was, I don't know, we were pretty little. I mean, you know, as far as 12 years old, and we had a gang, and we all had to wear, you know, we had a club. Yeah, we had a club, like an initiation. We had this one guy who, well, he got sent to the firing squad, and so we had to. There was a grapefruit tree right there, so we all took grapefruits and made him stand against a wall. So we threw grapefruits at him, and he keeps saying, "Come on, fellas, come on." And so we stopped, you know. But then, I don't know if he ever became, if he was a pansy or what, or if he ever became one of the gang or what, but...
Really?
Yeah. But I remember that was sort of an initiation, yeah. Or else you had to have a uniform, you know, or a piece of clothing that matched everybody else's, you know. Like, we were all going to get sand-colored Levi's and green shirts, you know, green t-shirts, Fruit of the Loom t-shirts.